This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. We turn now to find out what's happening at Southeast Missouri State University's regional campuses. I spoke with Dean Nathan Bullock on the TV program SE Connect.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first and how long you've been at Southeast and how you came to be with us here.
So I'm relatively new. I got here in February, so I've been here just long enough to get my feet on the ground. Right in the middle of COVID, of course, which makes it a little more exciting.
Yeah.
But I was from the area originally. I grew up in Southeast Missouri and was born and raised for about the first half of my life, I guess, in the Boot Hill.
Okay.
So this is kind of a chance to get back closer to home from a few places. I've been in similar roles in other places doing adult education and things like that.
Yeah. So what do you do as the Dean of Extended Studies? What are some of the areas of responsibility that you have?
So we have four regional campuses, one in Sykeston, Kennett, location in Poplar Bluff at the Three Rivers College campus, and then the Cape College Center here in Cape Girardeau. I also oversee the online programs that we offer, and then dual credit, which basically is programs we offer in high schools around the area.
Can you give us a sense of how many students are attending our regional campuses, and maybe as opposed to how many are here at the main campus?
We have, and I probably should have looked at the exact numbers before I came here, but we have about 750 or so altogether at the regional campuses. Sykeston's the largest, and then Kennett probably being shortly behind that. Mm-hmm. Poplar Bluff, we have a little bit smaller population there because it's on the TRC campus, so it's kind of based on the students that graduate from there and then come into our programs. But it's not a small population overall, obviously not nearly as big as the main campus.
Right. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on, some of the newer things. One of them is the Bachelor of Science in Business Administration that became available this fall. What can you tell us about that program?
Yes, so we're really excited about this. It's offered at the regional campuses. It's something that we're calling Business After 5, and basically it's something that's available in the evenings and then online to allow people who are either in business who want to go back and kind of get their degree and kind of be able to move up the ladder, or for students that are younger, coming out of high school, things like that, who are interested in business and want to go down that path. It's a general business degree, so it covers a lot of different areas like accounting, finance, economics, that students can study. And it's something that hopefully is convenient since it's located in the regional campuses, and then, like I said, with some online instruction as well.
And I guess the target audience of this is adults who are maybe going back and getting this degree for business or whatever. Is that the idea?
That was, I think, the major thought. It's something that my predecessor worked out with the Dean of Business, and so it's something they were really excited about as an opportunity for those kinds of students. But like I said, I think it's really something that almost any age student would be able to take advantage of, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's shift to Canvas. So it's a new learning management system. First of all, what is a learning management system, and what does it do?
So it's kind of like a classroom online, I guess is a good way of looking at it. We've currently used something called Moodle, which is an open source software that I think has served us pretty well for the time that we've had it. But we were definitely kind of, I think, at a point where we'd grown probably a little beyond what we could do with Moodle, and we kind of needed to be able to expand from that. So it's something that basically allows students to access course materials, access lectures, take tests, take quizzes, submit assignments, and all that sort of thing through one piece of software. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to have Canvas because it's a huge improvement, I think, over kind of what we've been able to do. There's just a lot more features. One of the ones that I'm personally excited about is the mobile app. Students today kind of live off their phones. We all do, I guess,
to some degree.
Yeah. But we have some students that literally are kind of writing papers off of their phones and things like that due to economic conditions, internet access at their homes, things like that. And the mobile app just gives a lot more capability than what previous mobile apps have had for our learning management system. So it's hopefully a big improvement on that front and a few others too.
Yeah, and I understand, I think this semester it's sort of being used on a small scale, and it's going to be launched, I guess, more broadly next year. So what's the response been so far from faculty and from students who have used it so far?
Yeah, we piloted it out this fall, basically with new faculty members, kind of with the expectation that those faculty members shouldn't have to learn one system and then switch immediately to another one, or with faculty who had already been on the system or kind of had some experience with it. So we've got quite a few students, quite a few sections that are actually on it this semester, and then the spring is the full implementation. The reaction, for the most part, I think, has been pretty positive. There's obviously kind of, I think, some growing pains as people kind of get used to a new system and things like that. Yeah. But we've put out a survey and have gotten some pretty good responses that have shown that students seem to appreciate it, And I think that as faculty kind of get used to it, that's something they're appreciating as well. There's a feature that basically makes grading a lot easier from what I've seen compared to other online systems. And so that's something I think that will be a big benefit to them as they get used to it.
Yeah, always with change, there's always a little bit of a learning curve.
There usually is, especially with software.
Yeah, it's always good when you get to the other side of the curve. But let's talk a little about flexibility. Being flexible with course delivery and opportunities for students is very, very important. So what are some of the immediate challenges for higher education, and maybe specifically with distance learning, that you're thinking about and looking at as we move forward?
I think that if you attended college kind of in my time in college, or yours, you know, 20 or 20 plus years ago, and you hadn't been to college since then, and you haven't worked in the university, today things probably look a lot differently than what they did. And there's COVID, of course, but there's also just like changes in the way that we really do education. So the learning management system, for example, gets embedded in almost every class. So students are able to access their syllabus instantly at night without having to like dig it out of a book or, you know, find wherever they stored it at, which is what would happen whenever I was in college.
Me too. I used to try to keep that syllabus was the most important piece of paper in the world. You didn't want to lose it, because without it, you would be lost as a goose.
Right. So there's that. I think just in general, kind of the changes to those kinds of technologies.
Yeah.
But there's also so many things that are available today that just weren't available then. So there's mixed mode delivery, which basically is just kind of mixing in classroom and online delivery. So there's kind of students might attend one day and then not attend the next class period and it be online. There's something that we've just piloted out really in a large way this semester called HyFlex. And HyFlex is basically a mix of in-person, so essentially the student on any day of the class could walk in person to the classroom, could view it online through a live video stream, or could access it that night and watch the video themselves later on without having to actually be in person or live for the class. So it offers just a lot of flexibility that, you know, didn't exist, like I said, whenever I was in school.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I had to go to class when I wasn't feeling the best, but I knew I didn't want to miss the lecture and I wanted to be sure to take notes. Of course, we didn't have options like that, so it's nice to know that that's something that can be done now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great resource for that. It's also like, if you think about student athletes who travel a lot and, you know, who are not always able to make it to class, it's a great opportunity for them to be able to catch it later on.
Yeah.
There's also things like prior learning assessment, which basically lets us bring in college credit for students that have life experiences that would warrant college credit. So if someone's been working for 20 years and, you know, has that kind of experience and background that they'd be able to translate that into college credit, we have those opportunities through either tests or through basically portfolio processes, which are kind of writing processes for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other agreements and things like that, certifications that they might have taken. Dual credit, I think, is one example of something that's flexible. When I was in high school, that was still something that was a pretty new concept. But today, we've got about 45 plus high schools in the area where we offer dual credit classes. So it gives students the chance to kind of get a head start on college credits. And we have quite a few students that come in these days that have 12 credits already, but just from their high school experience, not from, you know, going to like a community college or something.
Yeah, my daughter was one of those. She took a bunch of classes in high school and sort of got a jump on things. It's just a nice way to do it, to kind of get ahead on the curve if you'd like to. And some of us are, you know, study-holics and workaholics, can really jump ahead that way.
You also have, I mean, just online programs in general, which really is kind of the ultimate flexibility. I'm doing an online doctoral program myself, not through Southeast. I'd started it before I came here.
Yeah.
But it kind of is the ultimate in flexibility. If it is somebody that's really busy, that has a lot of things going on in their professional life, it gives them a chance to actually complete a program on their time. And if you've got kids, if you've got a job, your time may be 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Flexibility is the key. Well, Nathan, it's been a joy talking with you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Nathan Bullock is the Dean of Extended Studies at Southeast Missouri State University. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.